Good morning. A question today, a very relevant question on Motze Yom Kippur. Is it permitted to drink water? Somebody who's very thirsty, is it permitted to drink water even before saying Havdalah on a cup of wine? For example, part of the family is still at shul and the part of the family is back and somebody's really thirsty and doesn't or is unable to wait for Havdalah. Havdalah ala kos, is it permitted to take that drink of water? So in fact, the Chalicha Shlomo says in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if somebody is thirsty, it is permitted to drink water before saying Havdalah on that cup of wine on Motzei Yom Kippur, almost just like on Motzei Shabbos. In that way, it's permitted. And just like Motzei Shabbos, that on Motzei Shabbos, we have halacha, if somebody is very thirsty, you don't have to wait for Havdalah al Hakos. You can have a drink of water, but there is a difference between the two. When it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, he continues that you should Yavdil Tchila. You have to say not Havdalah on a kos, on the cup of wine in order to have the water, but at least you have to say Havdalah in Atachonantanu, in the Shmona Esrei Atachonin Lamdandas, that we add Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, Motzei Yontev. We add in Havdalah Atachonantanu in the Bracha of Atachonin Lamdandas, or that's in Marev, or by at least saying Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. So that will suffice on Motzei Yom Kippur for somebody to drink water. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you don't even have to do that. As long as it's after Shabbos and there's a need, it's permitted to have water. We're talking about water, not drinking other items, not eating, but to have water even before any Havdalah. Certainly, you don't have to say Havdalah ala kos, but you don't even have to say Atachonatanu and Marev. You don't have to say Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. So what's the fundamental difference that when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we're lenient, you don't need any Havdalah, and when it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, at a minimum, you have to say Atachonatanu or Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. So in the Halicha Shlomo, in the footnote, it says, in this way, Motzei Yom Kippur is dissimilar, is not similar to Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, it was permitted to drink water before nighttime. All day long on Shabbos, you are permitted to have water, and accordingly, there's no need to have Havdalah in order to permit the drinking of water. It's permitted to drink water even before any form of Havdalah. On the other hand, in contrast, when it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, we do not have that same halacha. It was prohibited to have water during the Chag. Also was prohibited during Yom Kippur. It was prohibited to have food as well. But we are going to treat it accordingly. We are going to treat it accordingly just like Kiddush. That just like Kiddush is prohibited to have water, even water before saying Kiddush. Same thing with Havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur. Because before Kiddush, you're not permitted to have water. You need Kiddush in order to permit the drinking and eating of anything. So too, when it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, because we were prohibited to have water that entire time, we need some form, some semblance of a Havdalah in the form of at least Atachonantanu or Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, even if it's not Havdalah on the coast. That would permit us to have water, not food, but would permit us to have water. And when it comes to eating of food, the full Havdalah al-Hakos is what is required. Have a wonderful day.